All right, I think we're on. Okay, we're back with another Thrag Talk. I have with me JP, originally from Costa Rica. It is Costa Rica, right?
That's right.
All right, JP, you want to just let the viewers know exactly, you know, what you do and your experience growing up in Costa Rica?
Oh, man. We only got a limited time, but yeah, my name is JP Castillo. I'm an artist, songwriter, producer, entertainer, born and raised in Costa Rica, San Jose, Costa Rica. I was born in the capital, and at about the age of 5 years old, I came to Los Angeles with my family. My dad and my mom were looking for better opportunities. They're also musicians. My dad is a Latin jazz drummer. My mom is a salsa singer, and they have some opportunities out here, so we all came. They struggled for a while. So in the meantime, while they were struggling and trying to figure out their journey, they sent me back to Costa Rica to not put me through so much of the struggle. So I lived with my grandma in a very rural jungle area of Costa Rica for 3 years. And that was an interesting time in my life, man. I really got to run around, I mean, in the jungle shirtless, you know what I mean? Just running around with friends and just living that life for 3 years from the ages of 5 to around 8 or something. And then I came back to LA, and then I grew up out here.
Nice.
And so that was kind of the journey.
So I'm guessing because of the relationship, like with your mom and dad and the influence they had on music, is that kind of what got you into it? Do you think being in that environment, you know, made you who you are right now?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. My parents, they're my number one musical influence for sure.
Yeah, you're also a musician, right?
Sorry?
You're a musician also, right?
Yeah, I'm an instrumentalist as well as a singer.
What instruments do you play?
I play drums and percussion professionally. Okay. Yeah, I actually started my music career as a drummer, as a percussionist.
And then when did you turn that percussion into, you know, your voice?
It started in high school.
With regards to your first release, when did that happen, and what made you get to that stop?
My first release?
Yeah.
Well,
was it in English or Spanish?
It was in Spanish. I've released a few other things before that that were just independent projects and just me.
So 2018 was your first major release then?
16, I think. 16. 17. It was 17, actually. I had signed a record deal, and we put out a single, shot a music video, released it, and it had a whole promotional campaign to go with it, and it did really well, actually, in South America.
Was the label in South America?
Yeah. Yeah, Miami and South America.
Kind How of did that come about?
Just, it was a blessing, man. Me and my partner, we have our production team, writing team. We're called On Vacation Entertainment, and we were writing a bunch of songs for different artists in South America.
Anyone the viewers will know? Or
sorry?
Any artists the viewers will know?
At that time, we were on assignment writing songs for Enrique Iglesias. And so we were doing a lot of work for him, and the label, the president of the label had a close, actually the A&R we were working with Enrique then became the president of a new record label. And so the relationship was there, and he liked what I was doing. And so I got my shot to do my own thing as an artist. So we released a single called Tu Ausencia. Is the one that you're mentioning.
Yeah. What do you think the importance of networking is then?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
yeah, networking is everything in what we do. Networking is, I mean, it's a people business, you know, it's, you're selling a product and you're selling yourself, and you got to have a team, you know, and so it's important. It's important to be out there and talk to people, and you can't, even though the internet has kind of, I guess, cut a little bit of that to where you can maybe shortcut some of that, maybe, you know, but
because it has made, like, I think, things easier to access through the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
But I also, I'm there with you with regards to networking, because definitely one of the things that are pushing for the last few years, the importance of it. With regards to, before we jump into your tour with J-Lo, with the language, do you think sticking with Spanish, do you see yourself getting into the English market or sticking with your roots? It is a large market in itself. So.
It's humongous, yeah. It's very, very large. I mean, to where English-speaking artists are, you know, crossing over and tapping into that market, because it's been proven now to just be a very large market. But yeah, I mean, I'm blessed to be bilingual. I'm blessed to be, you know, 100% Costa Rican, you know, and be immersed in the culture and know what it is. But I'm also blessed to have the experience of growing up in LA and knowing what that culture is too. And it's really just, I have both worlds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So because I don't.
No, go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, my intentions are to not limit myself, and if I can sing in English, I'll sing in English, and if I can sing in Spanish, I will also sing in Spanish, and just reach as wide an audience as possible, and you know, music is a universal language.
So true. How did the tour with J-Lo happen? I'm very curious, and I'm sure the audience is too.
Can you repeat the question one time?
How did you get about going on tour with J-Lo?
You know, that the answer to that kind of ties into your previous question about networking. I mean, it was strictly a networking situation. I've come to know a lot of people in LA. A lot of people in LA know me, and it's just a reputation thing. And it's something where, you know, you just put in the work, you put in the time, and doors open up as you meet the right people and as you take the right steps in your career. And I just received a phone call one day from the musical director, and he wanted to know if I'd be interested. I did submit a video of myself. Sometimes it just depends. For me, that was my experience with the J-Lo situation. I just received
a phone call. Who was the musical director then? Was it Streaker?
Sorry?
Who was the musical director?
At the time, this was a few years back, because I've worked with J-Lo on two separate occasions, on two separate tours. The first time was at the end of her 2012 tour. Mm-hmm. And the musical director was Brian Ciono.
Brian, yeah.
He contacted me then for that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's good. He definitely represents a lot of artists.
That was the Dance Again tour.
Right, yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's why that's when I first met everyone, actually. When they came to Dubai. Yeah. Fun crew, I must say. But yeah, how was the, like, was that your first tour? Even though it was just in the States, right?
What, the Dance Again tour?
No, the recent tour that you did with J-Lo.
It's my party tour? Tour. No, I've been on tour before. I mean, I've toured with, I guess my first tour was a few years back with a company from London for a show called Thriller Live. It's in the West End in London.
Michael Jackson Broadway, right? Yeah.
Exactly. It's in the West End in London, and we toured Europe as well, and that was an awesome experience. I mean, that was my first touring experience. And then after that, I toured with the Jacksons. We toured the world.
The Jackson 5 or the Jacks, like which Jacksons? Jackson 5?
Yeah, Michael, the Jackson family. Yeah, the Michael Jackson's brothers, the Jackson 5. They're now called the Jacksons. So right. I toured with them, singing.
How was that experience?
Performing with them. That was huge. That was a huge experience.
Yeah, I can imagine.
A blessing. It was a blessing for my career. It was a blessing for me personally. I mean, I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah, of course.
Jackson, yeah. So I got to work with them closely and perform with them. And yeah, it was great.
So, like, being that, you know, opening starter, what do you think that feeling is in terms of the importance, knowing that you are the one setting the stage for these big artists?
Yeah, man, it's like I said, it's just a blessing. And, you know, I've prepared my whole life without, when you're in your calling and you're walking in your calling, you realize that when opportunities come or moments come and dreams come true, for me, and at least it's always been my experience that it's like, I realized that I was always ready or that I've been preparing. That I've been preparing my whole life for that moment. So these moments come and I feel ready. I don't feel overwhelmed. I don't feel like scared. You know, I do get nervous, but I just feel like it's the right thing, you know? And so when doors happen,
it's for you.
Doors open and things happen. Yeah. It just feels right.
Well, what tips, because of soon, what tips do you think you could give to up and coming artists? Or someone that would like to, you know, be in your shoes one day?
Just stay hungry. Stay working. Knock on every door. And just keep honing your craft. Don't try to take shortcuts. Put in the work. It's a passion. It's a lifestyle, really. It's an obsession. It's a lifestyle. I'd be doing music no matter what. I mean, you know, thank God I've been able to make a living off of it, because I really don't know what else I'd be doing, man.
With regards to selecting the sounds that you put out or the producers that you work with, how does that process look like to you normally?
I have a very tight team that I work with. But I'm always open. I'm always open to working with just great people. And I never turn down an opportunity to collaborate with somebody, you know, and if the vibe is cool and you know, music is music. And so for me, it's just, if the vibe is right, if the music is happening, if it's something not forced, I'm always down, you know. If it flows, I'm always willing and always open to learning from other people as well, and never trying to think that I know it all, you know. So I'm always open to learning from other people, collaborating with other people, opening up new you know, opportunities and experiences. So yeah, I work with the people that are already in my team, but I'm always on the lookout for a new song, a new opportunity.
And is it more like are you more of a songwriter, or do you look for actual like songwriters, or do you have already your production team and you just stick with that, or you look for more or you will be willing to look for more collabs on production?
Yeah, I have a team that I work with, but I don't mind venturing out. Like I know so many great producers and musicians down in LA here and different parts in Miami as well and stuff. So I do collaborate with other people.
Okay.
Yeah. I always just vibe with it.
All right. Any closing words that you would like to, you know, let everyone know? Maybe a new project or just some words for what's happening right now?
Yeah. I mean, right now, you know, we're all going through a tough time. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, and we need to put out a message of love, of unity, of peace, and of change. And so I just would like to encourage everybody and just say that that I love you, and that there's positivity still, and there is good things in the world still, and that just keep your head up, stay positive, and I'm always happy to answer any questions if anybody wants to hit me up, ask anything else about the industry or about anything else. I love interacting with my followers on my Instagram or Facebook or any of my platforms at JP Castillo Music. You guys can look me up, follow me at JP Castillo Music. I'm working on some new music, new videos, new stuff coming up soon. So yeah, follow me and let's support each other.
All right, JP, thank you very much. And thank you all for watching this other edition of Thrive Talks. I know it's very rough, but we're doing what we can with the time that we have.
That's right.
But I mean, it's not really all about the aesthetics of certain things, but it's the message, you know?
That's right. That's it, my brother.